When Josh Ritter started working on his new album, Artistic Panic hit. He'd lost the spark, as he calls it. After a successful decade as a touring singer-songwriter with a loyal fan base, Josh Ritter wondered if he could still write songs that meant anything. His journey to find that box of matches in the dark, as he put it, eventually led to his latest project, the album out this month called So Runs the World Away.
I was looking down kind of the barrel of a lost 10 years, you know? You know, I'd have these nightmares about ending up basically singing medleys of which was just a terrifying thing, because I feel that in order to perform songs, you know, some of them 5 or 6 years, 10 years old, those songs have to be kind of infused with the life of whatever it is you're working on currently.
Well, Josh Ritter, your new album So Runs the World Away, and the lyrics to one of the songs, Another New World, they seem to reflect what you've talked about going through.
Yeah, you know, there's a lot of, on the record, a lot of exploration, and Another New World is about a polar explorer who takes his boat, the Annabelle Lee, up and tries to find a continent past the ice and gets stuck there. It's about his relationship with his boat.
The leading lights of the age all wondered amongst themselves what I would do next. After all that I'd found in my travels around the world, was there anything left? Gentlemen, I said, I've studied the maps, and if what I am thinking is right, there's another new world at the top of the world for whoever can break through the ice. I looked around the room.
As we listen a little more to the song here, it doesn't sound like things end especially well for our intrepid explorer.
And as I chopped up her mainsail for timber, I told her of all that we still had to see. And as the frost turned her moorings to ninetail and the wind lashed her sides in the cold, I burned her to keep me alive every night in the loving embrace of her whole.
For me, what is important about this record in my own writing is that I started to realize that certain songs can be about moments, and other songs are about an arc of a story. And for a story to be a story, something bad has to happen, something unexpected, something that may not be totally resolved. And I wanted to build these little dollhouses and then kind of just burn them all down. You know, I wanted to kind of let the characters run around and maybe come to untimely ends. You know,
why is that? Why build something really carefully and then just bash it all up?
Well, I think it's part of what I love about good fiction, you know, is that there's simultaneously a very intricate machine being built. The story is very intricate, but its ends are not necessarily always good for the characters, you know. That's something that I really appreciate about people like Flannery O'Connor or Muriel Spark, these authors that I can tell take, you know, kind of simultaneous delight in building something and seeing what happens to the characters because of it. Kind of Rube Goldberg sort of in fiction. And I feel that can be done with songs as well, you know.
Well, and you certainly do this, build something beautiful just to tear it down in the song The Curse, which I guess you got your inspirational moment in part in the bathroom?
Yeah, well, I had just moved to New York from Idaho, and I had not been used to living in a city like New York. You know,
smaller apartment, I would imagine.
Yes, much smaller, fewer coyotes. And the sound of the garbage trucks outside for the first 4 or 5 months just terrified me, would wake me up. And one night I woke up with this garbage truck out there, but there was also the story that just was in my head when I woke up about a mummy who wakes up and, you know, he falls in love with the archaeologist who has found him.
He opens his eyes, falls in love at first sight with the girl in the doorway. What beautiful lines, how full of life after thousands of years. What a face to wake up to. He holds back a sigh as she touches his arm. She dusts off the bed where till now he's been sleeping. Under miles of stone, the dried fig of his heart, under scarab and bone, starts back to its beating.
I kind of started the story with the mummy's curse. It's such a beautiful idea, you know, that you can find your way into the tomb, and these archaeologists found their way into the tomb, and they discovered all these treasures, but along with these treasures, they unwittingly picked up a curse. And in the same way that, you know, sometimes you could find what you think is love, what you think is a sure thing, and in the end, it's much worse for you than you ever would have expected.
It's really quite a beautiful waltz. Why'd you decide to go the waltz route?
I really love the waltz, and I haven't written a lot of them, but I just really loved writing in that cadence. It was fun, and it also felt old. It felt like it wasn't of this time, the waltz. It's always fun. Writing is always, when you have a song in your teeth and you're going for it, it's just an incredibly exhilarating experience. And there's times when that doesn't happen, but when it does, it's a thrill to write it.
Even though there's a dark quality to this album, your fans should know that you're back to having fun.
Oh, I mean, I think I always have fun writing. And I always think of a thing that Flannery O'Connor said when she was writing. She said that she was sitting there grinning like a Cheshire cat. And I totally relate to that. You know, it's always fun to see the story through.
And you brought your guitar with you today? Or
I did, yes. I'll have to get it out. Let's see, maybe I could do a song called Folk Bloodbath.
Sure.
Is that all right?
Yeah.
It's another that I feel is, it kind of puts the characters through their paces. So yeah, this is Folk Bloodbath. Lewis Collins took a trip out west. When he returned, little Delia had gone to rest. The angels laid her away.
Josh Ritter, surely smiling like a Cheshire cat in our New York studios. His new album is So Runs the World Away, and if you'd like to see a video of one of the songs you just heard, The Curse, you can go to npr.org/music. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm David Greene.
And I'm Renee Montagne.